וכבן איש חי לעולם רבותיי תפילין צד מפרמיין כמותר לברך על תפילין שאולין מפני שאדם רוצה את חובה של חברו. Person could make a bracha on borrowed tefillin. Could borrow, get permission from his friend, and to make a bracha. It's unlike tzitzit that needs to be his. If he borrows from his friend, he should take it like a matana, al menat lachzir. So, lo yilbash tefillin shel chavero shelo midat ha'ba'alim. But the person is not allowed to use somebody else's tefillin without his permission. The shuel shelo midat gazlan. If a person borrows something without permission, this is gazlan. So the Ben Ish Chai says, if a person comes, right, you know, comes to shul and pshat hadachak, the lo efshar lo efsham midat ba'alim, the ba'alim are not there and he cannot ask permission from them. And, right, so the time of putting tefillin, it's getting dark, it's going to pass. So then he says, yesh lismoch al nidvat libam shel Yisrael, because rely on the good-heartedness of Jews, the nicha lehu lemebad mitzvah b'mamonam, that a decent, normal Jew, he likes it to do a mitzvah with his mamon, with his tefillin. The tov, so in other words, if he doesn't have a choice, he's going to lose the mitzvah. He could go get somebody's tefillin without permission, and put it. And then the tov sha'achakach yagid le'ba'alim, that afterwards he should inform the owners, ve'yivakesh mehem ratzon le'mafreya, retroactively, to ask permission. What's that?
How does it work? If I put my tefillin on somebody else, do you still have to ask permission?
We are still lechatchila, yes. And we said it's different than tzitzit. Tzitzit, it has to belong to you. But tefillin doesn't have to belong to you. So if you get permission from the owner, it's a lechatchila, you could do that. He's saying without permission, lechatchila, you should not do. But if you come to shul, and there's no other tefillin, the shul doesn't have tefillin, etc., and the time is going to pass, so then you could take the tefillin and put it. Lechatchila, you should ask, yes. Lechatchila, yes. But if the time is going to pass, so then he could take it without permission, and then afterwards to ask retroactively for permission. And Rav Ovadia says, we have to realize that a lot of people are makpid. Ben Ish Chai himself said he's makpid without permission. That's lechatchila. And also, וגם יש מקפידים שלא יפגמו בבתים על ידי סריטה או שפשוף הריבוע, right? So, and people are מקפידים, because maybe a person comes and takes a tefillin without permission and he's going to damage it. So therefore, again, לכתחילה, a person should not put without permission, but בדיעבד, as the Ben Ish Chai says, he says that Jews are Baishanim, Rachmanim, Gomle Chasadim, so he could use it, because otherwise he's going to miss the mitzvah. And then afterwards, retroactively to ask permission, Seder Hanachat Tefillin, B'tchila Yikshor Tefillin Shel Yad, B'zru HaSmali, Al HaGiboret. Right, how do we put the Tefillin Shel Yad? Right, you put it on Giboret, V'yichase Zeru'o B'talit. So Ben Ish Chai says, when a person puts Tefillin Shel Yad, he should always cover his arm, right? When he's doing that. Even, ויש סוד בדבר, this is אפי חבלה, אפילו יושב לבדו, ואפילו בבית אפל, even if he's all by himself, he's davening ביחידות, or in a dark room, I mean, obviously, but it's a time for put תפילין, גם כן יחסה הזרוע בתלית. סימן לדבר, כי יד על כס, Yad al kes is ksut. And Marikar Zal Tamota Invaya Lechale Otaliatha. Lechale Otulakirim. It has to be something private between you and Hashem. So therefore, right, so he should when he's making the bracha, he should cover his arm. Right? So then, when he's gonna, so then first he puts in the appropriate place under the riboret, and we know it has to be on the lechatchila, the bottom half of the riboret, and it should be mutekel hapeh halev towards the heart, and then after he said the bracha, he should tighten it after he says the bracha. Yirshur. And then the Ben Yishchai says, V'yirshur ha'yud b'ritzuayim ha'tfilin. Ben Yishchai says, right, V'af al pi shebelav hachili ha'yud reshura kichot shel gid. A lot of people, what they do is, I have also my tfilin that they ask a sofer to tight with the gid, right, the gesher, the yud, with the box. But he says, even if a person did that, still, Ben Yishchai says, right, he should put it around the Ritzuah Yad over the Tfilin. Yirshur Hayud Birtzuah Ima Tfilin. Va'af al pi shebelav achi hayud reshura b'chut shel gid im abayit. Right, mishum de'en lahafridan min ha'totora l'olam. This is all Zohar HaKadosh. It's all al pi Kabbala. Im kol zeh, the Ben Yishchai says, even though if he, right, tied it with the gid, the yud with the box, still, when he puts the tefillin, the beracha, he should put the, he should put the ritzua over the box. And he says, this is all sod badavar, all al pi Kabbalah, lichshur hayud b'ritzua, lechaven lehamshich lehayud, when a person, and he should have a kavanah that when he's doing that, lehamshich shin ayin nehorin, shin ayin nehorin, it's 370 lights. Keminyan Retsua. Retsua Begimatria is 370. Shem is Parshin Aima Kolel, Kumshav Shalmet Sibur, etc., etc. So the Rav Ovadia says, right, so Vechatab Arav Sheyeshulah Nagu Bechach. Right, Rav Ovadia says some people don't have that minhag. Which minhag? To put the tefillin over the box, the Retsua over the box. Right, וכתב לו שיש שלא נגו בכך, אלא מיד אחר ברכה להניח תפילין וידעו הקשר, מעברין את הרצועה למטה מן המרפק, וכורכן על הזרוע, וכן נהג מרן הרב זל. That Ovadi himself did not do that. He did not do the way the Ben Yishchai says. So the Ben Yishchai says to go over the box also. Anyway, so Et Ratzon, when is Et Ratzon that the Melech in Tehilim says, Ba'ani tefilati lecha Hashem et ratzon. First, we saw that et ratzon is tefilah betzibur, and we told the story about this, right? So then the chidas has very interesting etza. In Chumat Anach, he says kishiyesh eze et ratzon. Sometimes a person has et ratzon. Mamash, we have a tefilah that is you feel you're connecting to Hashem, you're talking to Hashem. Right, so he says, Adam rotzel lenatzel et hizdamnut bimloam. He says that he should do when he's davening be'etz ratzon. Whatever, sometimes that could happen. You're in front of Kotel Maravi. I remember it was before 1975. I came to America. I was, I went to the Kotel. So he says when a person has that et ratzon, that moment of connecting, they feel that, he's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to his tefillot, Ribono Shel Olam, he said, Bechol et sheetpalel lefanecha ta'anet yoti. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should say, whenever I daven to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be like it's et ratzon now. Like this moment that the tefillot should be accepted. Ki az bechol pa'am sheetpalel, bechol magom, יהיה לתפילתו שייכות לעת רצון זו. And this is what Pasuk says. Va'ani tefilati lecha Hashem et ratzon, shebe'et ratzon tefilati yachat. When my tefillah is accepted by a tefillah connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what I'm davening to. Elokim, berov chastecha, aneni be'emet yishecha, ki b'chol pa'am she'etpel Yeshua. That whenever I daven and I need Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept it exact bizchut the tefillah that right now is be'et ratzon. Rabbi Chananya ben Arashi Omer Ratzam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zakod etzel fichach.